Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Is winning the NL East a big deal for you? It is for me. It's not for Hugh Douglas, but I think it's a big deal. Now that we're within 2.5 games of the Braves, let's go get this division. A higher seed, more home games, the chance to put themselves on the opposite side of the bracket of the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's a big deal for me. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. And are you buying this Trey Turner resurgence? He has hit much better the last couple weeks, having a nice series here against the Pirates. A couple home runs, one to the opposite field, one to left field, one to right. He's had a nice series, nice couple weeks. Are you buying into the Trey Turner offensive resurgence? Defensively, well, now, we can only expect so much, but we'll keep your phone calls on that. And we wanted to react
one
to this.
One thing at a time.
One thing we can fix. We might be able to fix his bat. The defense, I think, is a lost cause. But we wanted to react to this because Richard Sherman had some things to say about the Eagles and really where he stacks them up or doesn't stack them up within the NFC. Let's hear Richard Sherman and his podcast talking about the Eagles as we head towards the season.
My expectations definitely lower. You know, it's hard to put them in the same class as the Rams and the Seahawks right now until proven otherwise. Now, Devontae Smith, do I think is a receiver one? I think he's proven that he can be dominant on his own. But without A.J. Brown there, there'll be double teams on him. There'll be clouds. There'll be things that he hasn't had to deal with as often with A.J. Brown in the fold and how he deals with those things, how their offense deals with those things, how Jalen Hurts deals with it. At times, Jalen Hurts would just, hey, drop back, throw it up to A.J. Brown. 3rd and 10, all day, always open. A.J. Brown is going to be down there. It's bailed him out of big games, and he's not going to have that same safety blanket anymore. Can he do that with Devontae Smith? No question about it. What will Mekhi Levin be? He's dealt with some hamstring issues already in minicamp and OTAs. Will that be a lingering issue throughout the season? We'll see, but it's a lot of unknowns. And then you got to deal with the Dallas Cowboys, who have become a lot more formidable. They're going to feel like they have a chance to win that division this year for good reason.
All right, so a few things that stood out. One, you know, at the end, he talks about the Cowboys being more formidable, which I agree with, and they'll be, I think, the biggest challenge to the Eagles. He talks about the uncertainty in the offense. But Hugh, the first thing he said was he doesn't right now put the Eagles in the same class as the Rams and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Are you on the same page as Richard, or you disagree?
Well, no, I know what Richard's trying to say. He's talking about the quarterback. I mean, and if you don't hear it any other way, then you know, I don't know what you're listening to. And it's not like he's saying that Jalen can't do it, because he made it clear he thinks he can, but it's not going to be as easy as it once was. Because when you talk about talent, man for man, I would say when you go down the roster – of all those teams that he said he doesn't think the Eagles are in the class in.
Well, it was the two, right? Seahawks and the Rams.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But if you go down the roster of both of those teams and you look at us man for man, we match up well at that position, less one. And that's probably the position he's talking about, is the quarterback position. There's a lot of question marks about Jalen, even though Jalen has accomplished a lot. When you talk about the other two quarterbacks that they're putting him up against, they've accomplished a lot as well. You know, when you talk about Sam Darnold and the fact that he was the best quarterback in the game last year.
Says you.
Says me.
Okay.
Because he won the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Then that's what he's talking about. Now, that's not to say that the Eagles can't get it done, but that's from his purview. That's how he sees it. And right now, there's a lot of question marks about the quarterback.
Well, that's true. And there's a lot of question marks about the offense. So I agree with Richard Sherman. I don't have the Eagles in the same class as the Rams and the Seahawks right now. But it's not only because of the quarterback. For the Rams, they have a clear advantage at quarterback. Matthew Stafford's better than Jalen Hurts. Now, last year, Darnold played well. I don't think it's quite clear. And Darnold's played well for two years. I don't think it's quite clear that he's that much better than Hurts.
No.
To me, they're on the same plane.
I'm talking about, but I look at it in the sampling size of a year.
Last year. Yeah.
For all three guys.
Well, and if you go, I mean, Darnold did play really well the year before in Minnesota, too. Darnold's had two good years in a row. Now, Hugh, last year was the first time he performed in the postseason, right? Because in Minnesota, he did not.
Yeah.
I don't think the Eagles are on. I have to see the Eagles be on their level. Because last year, they weren't on their level last season. The Rams and Seahawks were just on a different level.
They were riddled with injuries. There's a lot that was going on. And that's what you think about when you make that assessment. That's what I'm thinking Richard is talking about when he makes that assessment. There's a lot of injuries on this team. There was a lot of questions about the offensive coordinator, the quarterback. I'm not just laying this at Jalen's feet, but when you talk about that, that's the biggest question mark. Will Jalen take that next step in this offense?
Where do you guys think the Eagles are in the odds to win the NFC? Because he's talking about the NFC specifically. So So how many teams do you think are above the Eagles in the odds to win the NFC and get to the Super Bowl?
I would probably say right now, just off the top of my head, one. And that one team would probably be the Dallas Cowboys.
No, I'm talking about the NFC.
You're talking about, you know when you said it,
not
Joe,
the
I'm
East,
thinking
yeah.
about the East.
No, the NFC to get to the Super Bowl.
That's a different conversation. Definitely the Rams.
The Rams are above them. Rams are the favorite in the NFC right now.
I think Seattle going to take a step back.
But that far back or just a little step back?
I think they're going to take a step back. But for the sake of this conversation, given what we know about these situations, the Seattle Seahawks are probably going to be two.
They are two. So the Rams are the favorite to win the NFC. The Seahawks are favorite.
Chicago probably three or four.
Chicago is actually behind the Eagles. Chicago is seventh in the NFC in odds.
Okay, so the Eagles are sixth.
Eagles are fifth.
Fifth?
Rams are the favorite by a lot. Seahawks are second. And it's a pretty big gap then to next. The Niners are third.
Oh, I forgot about the Niners. They're kind of banged up, though.
Detroit is fourth. The Eagles are fifth. The Eagles have the fifth best odds to win the
conference. So
Detroit
is higher than the Eagles?
Yes.
And the Rams and the Bears are behind the Eagles.
The Bears, so as...
They're behind. No, the Bears are behind who?
Well, here's where it goes. It goes Rams are the favorite. Seahawks are next. Then the Niners. Lions. Eagles. The next couple teams are the Packers and the Cowboys.
Okay, the Packers,
and
Cowboys.
Then the Bears.
It looks like they're sort of, I mean, if you want to look at this, it has the Rams in their own tier in terms of odds, plus 550. Then it's a significant drop off to the next team.
You're talking about Super Bowl
odds. Which is Seattle. Super Bowl odds. So even if you want to put the Rams in their own category, or if you want to group them in Seattle territory, the Eagles, there's like a pretty significant drop off when you get to the Lions, Niners, and Eagles.
Yes.
Like they have the Eagles almost in that second or third tier.
Yep.
And that makes sense to me.
Like, I agree.
I feel like I have more of an idea of who the Rams and Seahawks are than I do the Eagles this year.
That's fair. I think that's fair when you talk about it like that, because there's a lot of question marks about a lot of different positions. Now, I'm saying all this because I'm banking on the offensive line being healthy, and I'm banking on the combination of Tank Bigsby and Saquon Barkley that the running game is going to be sound. He's not lying. Malachi Lemon?
No,
we don't know.
Malachi?
No.
We don't know what he's going
to
be.
What does he have to do to get you to get his name right? Touchdown week one?
No. Hugh stuck to Coach Goober and Coach Bubblehead.
And they won the Super Bowl.
He's always going to be
Malachi. And this is the guy you defended stealing Nick Foles number 9.
Malachi.
Which was a joke.
I know it's an old movie, but... Children of the Corn, Malachi.
That's what's in your head?
Yeah, every time I think about his name, I think of Children of the Corn, Malachi. So there's a lot of question marks about what he's going to be. And it does not help the fact that he wasn't in training camp. And I know people, that's not a big deal. Get ready for the season. Yes, it is. He's a rookie.
Well,
it's not like he's a vested player.
No. But as long as he's in training camp, he missed minicamp, right? As long as he's in training camp at the end of the month, he's fine.
But you got those mental reps hit different for youngins.
It's
a different time.
Yeah.
It's a different time, a different era. But man, you missed those mental reps out there. You're missing timing and everything.
Sure.
And this offense is going to be predicated on timing.
I do think it comes, I mean, look, Hugh said it. Richard Sherman alluded to it. It is the quarterback thing, right? I mean, we know what Stafford is. I think Darnold, Hurts, you could say they've been comparable, at least in terms of what their numbers were.
Mm.
But I almost think, like, Darnold's not going to be MVP caliber. He's not going to be bad. I think I have an idea of what Darnold's going to be.
Yeah, 2 years in a row, pretty good.
I don't think I have any idea what Hurts is going to be this year.
Well, and he also spoke about AJ. This is the first time there's not... That's why I agree with what he said. I don't think the Eagles are on the same level as the Rams Seahawks. And also, for the first time in a while, their talent is a little bit diminished, right? They traded away AJ Brown. As much as I was happy with it, them doing that, I was on board with it. Hugh, this is the first time in a while the Eagles have subtracted a talent like that. Usually they're just adding.
Reluctantly.
Well, whatever. I mean, he's not here, right? They subtracted a talent. Meanwhile, the Rams added Myles Garrett. The Rams added Trent McDuffie.
Yeah, and that's why you look at it the way that you look at it. Because you don't know what the Eagles are going to be. But, if that offensive line is playing well and Jalen Hurts grasps this offense pretty quickly, I think they'll be fine. The defense, we all feel the defense is going to be probably the tip of the spear when it comes to, getting this offense acclimated to whatever it's going to be. So there's that. So it's going to take a little time for this offense to get going.
Yeah, and I think for me at least, I need to see it to believe it. Because all of last year, they were not on the same level as the Rams and the Seahawks. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Are the Eagles on the same level as the Rams and Seahawks? The odds are saying no. Richard Sherman saying no. You seem to still think the talent is close to theirs. Right? It's about the quarterback. Like, when you look at the teams, you think the Eagles are close to the Rams and Seahawks talent-wise?
I think so. You know, and I know Myles Garrett's the outlier. No question about that.
That's a big upgrade.
He's an outlier. But when you talk about the defenses, because I think that's what we all both look at. I think this Eagles defense, even though we don't have the big name edge rusher, we got some comparable players. We got and we have Vic Fangio.
Yep.
And we have a stalwart secondary. You know, there's some question marks on the back end about the safety position, and it's kind of thin back there. But I feel like it's not light years away from the Rams. Now, I hear what Richard, like, thinking about it now, just on the surface, I hear what he's saying and I understand it. But I don't think the Eagles are light years away from them.
No, I don't think light years, but on the same level means the, I mean, so
In the cul-de-sac.
Offensively, are we in the same cul-de-sac as the Rams?
No, I'm okay.
Offensive talent. So that they have Stafford, Devontae Adams, Puka Nacua.
Well, Puka biting people, so we don't know how that's going to work out.
You know what?
That whole biting, I'm not going to let that bite.
I don't think it's a big thing on the field. I mean, as long as he's eligible to play. But, like, he's going to play worse because he bit someone last year? I mean, do you think he's going to play worse because he bit someone in December?
You know what,
I just don't think
he's going to. Might
play better. Maybe he does.
Maybe he absorbed their powers.
You know what's funny about this? It's how y'all diminishing him biting folks in the club.
No, hold on. Nobody's diminishing him biting people in the club.
But how does
you
it
are
affect
acting
his
like
game?
It matters for on the field.
He might try to bite.
What are you talking about?
He might try to pull his helmet off and bite somebody.
Okay.
All right.
No, but like, if what do you have, 1,800 yards last year, 1,700? Hey, I don't think he's going to have 700 less because he bit someone in a club last year.
They'd be like, hey, Mr. Bitey Pants, Mr. Biter.
Yeah.
He's the biter.
I don't.
Mr. Bitey Pants?
What did you just say?
It was the first thought that popped in my head.
How am I supposed to continue 2 hours of a show with Mr. Bitey Pants?
Hey, man, I'm just saying. He biting people. I ain't giving him no
Whose offense is more talented right now, them or us? Come on.
You.
I'm going to be a homer on this.
No.
Stop. Oh, all right.
Are you going to do the Elliott the last 5 years?
First of all,
we are way too close to football season for this nonsense talking about we're not going to be in contention for the Super Bowl. I will have none of that.
Well,
it's the 4th of July weekend.
Well, hold on. That's not what we're talking about.
I'm not saying that a biter, somebody who bit somebody unsolicited somewhere is going to be better. Well, he is a hell of a receiver.
So we've devolved into this. Hugh thinks the Eagles' offense is better than the Rams.
In my mind.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, okay.
Don't do it. No.
That might be a little bit too much. No, the Rams are going to be formidable. No question about that. They're going to be formidable. All jokes aside, they're adding pieces.
Yeah.
And we've subtracted. And on top of that, we have a new offensive coordinator. So we're going to be on the struggle bus for a little while.
They have Matt Stafford, the MVP. Mm-hmm. They have a player who was he runner-up OPOY?
Yes. I think it was he was second behind.
Yes.
It was either him or McCaffrey.
And they have a head coach who the coordinator we just hired, like, we want to be him.
Yes.
Or him light. Like, I don't think it's really, it doesn't really compare.
Well, no, that's why
the
Eagles' defense needs to be great, which that's the expectation, and they need the offense to pick it up as the season goes along to be in the same category as the Rams.
Their path to competing with the Rams is our defense holding them down to a level that our offense can be within striking distance.
Now, look, what Richard Sherman is saying there, what we're talking through, what the odds say, is that the Eagles are not in that top echelon. And that is a departure from the last couple of years.
Yeah, and that's because of the uncertainty of the offensive coordinator and how soon the quarterback picks up this offense and how soon this offense gets going. You know, all of that kind of plays into the ranking of where the Eagles are ranked right now.
You know, it's going to be an interesting feeling, and I'm not quite sure where this is going to go. So when we had it was an infamous day on the show. I think it was the moment where Hugh said, huh? When we had the day that we discussed, is this a transition year for the Eagles, right? We had that discussion during the offseason in the midst of free agency and all that. Like, mm-hmm. You know, to me, they're in the middle of it, of what is going to be a transition. You remember, we,
and try to recalibrate what their offense is, what their quarterback is, and who are the young players that are going to pay for the future.
Hugh, it doesn't feel like an all-in season to me that the Eagles are setting up, and it feels to me like we're in a transition. Where do you come down on what you, they've you done and kind of what they're telling us?
Huh? You didn't have to do that.
Sure we did.
It was uncalled for.
No, it set the scene.
It was actually
for
quite
discussion.
Literally called for.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe mentioned it.
I did. I asked for it.
It was uncalled
for. So when we had discussion that day, there were quite a few people that thought they are in a transition year. I can't wait to see what the feeling is around this team, Hugh, over the next month or two leading to the season, because by definition, a transition year probably doesn't mean Super Bowl expectations. I wonder if that's going to change as we get close to the season. People are going to start believing and convincing themselves this is a Super Bowl team, or are we going to think what we thought in the offseason, which is good but not great?
No, we're going to believe that this is a Super Bowl team. Just like the Jets are believing that they're going to be in contention
for
the playoffs. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
You just ruined your entire point with that. What are you talking
Jets
about?
Fans or the Jets?
The Jets fans and the Jets.
No, neither.
No, let me
neither.
Tell you.
Jets fans can't believe they're going to be competitive.
They cannot be serious.
I am dead ass
got
here.
Got Geno Smith, the quarterback.
Please don't.
I promise you that their hope, the beautiful thing about the beginning of football season, is everybody believes they have a shot.
No. I don't even believe that.
Even the New York Jets believe they have a shot.
If we went up to wherever there is the biggest concentration of Jets fans,
Long Island.
We asked them, what's your confidence level in contending for a Super Bowl, they would laugh in your face.
No, I didn't say contend for the Super Bowl. Now you're putting words in my mouth.
You said playoffs.
I said playoffs.
Where they haven't been in 15 years, which is impossible in the NFL.
I said playoffs.
They'd probably still laugh at you. Did you watch them last year?
Excuse me?
Did you...
No.
Did you watch the Jets last year?
Oh, I know that they didn't get an interception all season long.
Yeah, they were brutal.
They stink. They were really bad. Yeah,
but they got a new quarterback they got a new old quarterback.
This is because your friend Aaron Glenn said he's going to take them to the promised land.
You know what's funny? I was talking to some people up there yesterday. Might be it.
Well, Aaron's got to get to 6 or 7 wins to keep that shot. Tough spot for AG up there. Yeah,
he in a tough spot, man. But hope springs eternal. You know, whether you believe it or not, there are some out there that believe, like, hey, man, you know, maybe we can make it to the playoffs this year. Everybody believes that. And I would think that the standard being the standard what it is for the Eagles, they're not thinking nothing less. So, especially when you talk about, you still got the Hall of Fame. You still have the MVP quarterback on the team.
Who?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, the Super Bowl MVP?
Yes.
But that's different than having an MVP.
No, but he's the MVP. MVP is MVP.
No.
Super Bowl MVP.
Super Bowl MVP is different than regular season MVP.
No, but what I'm saying, Joe, you're right, but what I'm saying is, and I know it sounds hyperbolic, but it's the truth. They have Jalen Hurts, and they feel like, and I feel that Jalen's going to adapt to this offense, and they're going to be fine.
So I actually agree with you that as we get closer to the season, I do think people's expectations are going to rise from because most of this offseason.
I know it sounds crazy, but that's what we do as fans.
Well, I think we do it every summer, right?
Like, yes.
So whatever you're at, you naturally start getting more excited for the season. You start seeing it through a different lens. I agree with that. I wonder, though, deep down, do people feel because we've seen different Eagles teams, right? The 24 team. The talent level they had, the age of those players, the addition of Saquon, there was a ceiling to that team if they could reach it that was special, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if people feel that about this team, especially with the subtraction of A.J. Brown. I agree with Richard Sherman. I don't have them right now on the same level as the Rams and Seahawks. I think those two teams entered the summer, clearly the best in the NFC. We'll see where the Eagles are at. I'm curious, but I think you are right on this, Hugh. I think people are going to talk themselves into case scenario.
We always do, because we've been here before, and when you look at the season that we did win the Super Bowl, nobody saw that coming. I mean, we got off rocky. We got off to a rocky start.
But I bet their odds in July were better then than now.
Yeah.
More talent.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet they were younger team.
We had, you know, Coach Bubblehead's moment where he cut all his hair off and everybody looking like, what the hell? What the hell? And they start rolling. And then the rest is history. So it's one of those things where the closer we get to this thing, the more and more we're going to start to believe that everything is going to be okay until we see them actually play.
Well, then you have to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can convince yourself anything in the summer.
Because we're going to go. Let me tell you what's going to happen. We're going to go to camp. You know, Coach Mann's going to be there with his new fresh bald haircut because he came on home.
Well, that's why he's the official coordinator of the midday show.
Yeah, he came on
home. He's one of us.
and Jalen's going to be throwing the ball in practice all over the schoolyard.
Yeah.
Elliot's going to chart those plays and talk about how good Jalen looks in practice.
He needs that stopwatch. How long is he holding the ball?
Everybody's going to be excited.
Yep.
And then we're going to go to New England, and we're going to see how we look at that, with that measuring stick there in the practices.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's going to be the first tell of how we feel about this season.
Well, that's why that's a must-win practice.
Yeah, must-win practice.
Yeah, we cannot go to New England and lose that practice.
I totally agree.
Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494.
It's hot, Joe. It's hot today, too.
Well, we're in the air conditioning.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just looking outside. It looks hot.
It looks hot?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you have this haziness.
You look outside, it's a little hazy. It's a little hazy, dog. It's hazy.
I don't know if I really see that.
Well, I don't see it either. I'm just saying sometimes you can see hazy.
I see haze. Okay.
You see haze?
So he's just deflecting.
Okay.
What did you call it? Puka Nacua? Bitey guy? Bitey man?
Mr. Bitey Pants.
Mr. Bitey Pants. Puka Nacua.
Watch out. Puka's here. He likes to bite people.
James is up on WIP. Hey, James.
Hey, Joe.
James.
How y'all doing, Kyle? How you doing, Hugh? How you doing?
What's up, man?
So, Hugh, I want to ask you a question. Start off with Hugh, the football guy. So, my first question is this: Who are the top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now?
Right now, Sam Darnold is number one.
This is the football.
And you want to talk to the football guy?
I have my listen, yep. James. I have my reasoning. Sam Darnold's number
one. I'm listening.
I'm gonna say Matt Stafford's two. Now, after that, now it gets a little hazy for me because those are the two that are at the top of my list. I'll probably say, given the year that he had last year, I put Caleb Williams up there.
Okay.
Who else?
Okay.
Josh Allen. I'm sorry.
Pat?
Josh Allen.
How about Pat?
He was hurt.
Yeah.
He was hurt, but Patrick Mahomes.
So that's five.
And
you did five.
Okay, so
yeah,
that's enough. Right. So let me ask you a question. So if everything is based off of what the quarterbacks or teams did last year, why would Patrick Mahomes be a top five quarterback?
Well, like I said, when we were making the list, I said we was hurt last year. So that's why I'm sorry.
That's in regards to Joe. That's not for you, Hugh. That's for Joe. My thing is this.
Well, Patrick Mahomes is one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the sport.
Joe, he kind of gets grandfathered.
But wait a minute, Joe. But Joe, you can't say that when.
Yes, I can.
If we say Jalen Hurts had one of the best performances in Super Bowl history, but you'll say that doesn't matter.
Do you understand the difference of 7 or 8 or 9 years of all-time play versus one game? Like how different that is?
But wait a minute. But over 5 years, he's been to the playoffs every year. His winning percentage is crazy. So you can't just dismiss all of that stuff.
Because you're giving me Jalen's team success. When I talk about Patrick Mahomes, yes, he's had a lot of team success. Yes, he has rings. But Patrick Mahomes has performed among the highest levels we've ever seen at that position in any era for years.
What? So you telling me that Patrick Mahomes is better than Tom Brady?
No.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I would take him over Peyton Manning.
What?
Yes. I would take him over Peyton Manning.
I think he's more talented than Brady, too.
Do you think he would have the same success without Andy Reid?
You think it's laughable that I could say he's better than Peyton Manning?
Yes.
Have you watched Patrick Mahomes
play? Because I don't think Patrick Mahomes would leave Kansas City and do what he did in Kansas City.
Maybe not,
else.
But we don't know yet. So we'll see. I mean, we don't know. Maybe he'll leave one day. Maybe he won't. Who cares about that? Like, what does that have to do with anything?
What I'm saying to you is this. I just feel like...
Do you think Jalen Hurts would leave the Eagles? Do you think Jalen Hurts would leave the... I mean, sometimes the spot you're in helps you, right? Andy obviously helps Mahomes. You think Jalen Hurts would leave the Eagles and be on a team that wins 13 games every year?
Yes.
No.
Yes,
no.
And I'm going to tell you why.
No.
Because Jalen Hurts is a winner.
Okay.
He's going to do it. The same things that he did here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He's going to go take that same work ethic.
So you're here questioning if Mahomes could go somewhere else and win, but Jalen, he would definitely go somewhere else.
No,
and win.
I'm in here questioning that, like when you say the contract about Jalen, the Eagles didn't sign him, so they don't have faith in him. Well, wait a minute. Joe Burrow didn't get a new contract or Justin Herbert.
Well, they have more guaranteed money left. The contract's structured differently. They're not in prove-it years where their team could easily move on. That the contracts are structured differently, James. The Eagles can easily move on from Hurts after the season if they choose.
Yeah, because he has no guaranteed money left on his contract.
That's the issue. Who cares about Joe Burrow in this conversation? Where'd Joe Burrow come from?
It comes from how y'all still keep rating this man as a top five quarterback, and he ain't been to the playoffs in 3 years.
Well, I think he is a top five quarterback. What did you think about Drew Brees when the Saints missed the playoffs 3 straight years? Was Drew Brees not good anymore?
He wasn't a top five quarterback.
Oh, stop. James.
Why would because y'all favorite line is the quarterback has to elevate the team when the team is bad.
Okay.
Matt Stafford, it took him 20 years.
So Matt Stafford just
Super Bowl.
Did he just got good when he got to the Rams? Is that magic?
Listen, as good as he was in Detroit, he didn't win nothing.
Because he was on the Lions, James.
Yeah.
The Lions. James, do you realize who disagrees with you? Like, Sean McVay had a quarterback by your standards that was a winner. He was winning. They were going to the playoffs every year in Jared Goff. And he took a loser in Matthew Stafford, and he chose the loser. What do you think that says, James?
That says that Sean McVay made a good coaching decision at the time.
But what was he basing it on? His ability, not the wins and losses.
But wins and losses is the only thing that matters in football.
Obviously, Sean McVay didn't think so. But obviously, Sean McVay said, I don't care this guy's lost for 10 years. He's better than Jared Goff. Like, don't you get what he said? So I can say the same thing about Joe Burrow or whoever the hell we want to talk about. The wins and losses is only a piece of the puzzle. Peace.
Put anybody behind that Eagles team, they'll win a Super Bowl. Well, wait, Matt Stafford had the same kind of team last year and didn't win a Super Bowl.
But he already won a Super Bowl, James. He did it.
And so did Jalen. That's my point. So you can't put any quarterback behind the Eagles offensive line and they're going to win.
Nah, you're right. Stafford wouldn't.
You can't. I didn't say he. No, I didn't say he couldn't.
Then what are you talking about?
What I'm saying to you, Joe, is you use the pass to validate this thing, the points you're trying to make. But when the callers try to use the pass, what do that got to do with it? That was in 2023. That was in 2020. You can't do that, Joe.
No, well,
you do it all the time.
You can with certain players, James, like Patrick Mahomes. All right, we got to go, James. Appreciate the call.
A couple pieces of Flyers breaking news, by the way.
Oh, what do we got?
94 WIP breaking news.
Our guy, Dan Vladar. That extension reported is official, 5 years, $5.5 million.
That was the kind of money that was talked about. All right, so Vladar signed up, 5 years, $5.5 million.
Also looks like another extension coming for Tyson Forrester, 8 years, $7 million.
$7 million per year?
Yeah.
That feels a little heavy. Heavy?
That's a big endorsement for his future.
Okay.
I think the Flyers really, really like it.
Okay. All right, well, that one seems a little more projection.
Yep.
Than what he's done so far. All right, so a couple pieces of Flyers news there. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles on the same level as the Seahawks and the Rams? I don't see it. I agree with Richard Sherman. Hugh feels they are. Where do you come down on that? Trey Turner, are you buying what you're seeing from Trey the last couple weeks? And the Phillies, does it matter to you that they win the NL East? It does matter to me. Coming up, your calls on all this. Plus, can we talk about some old friends? A trade proposal for the Phillies by Ruben Amaro Jr. I like this one. And wait till you hear a name that's been linked to the Flyers at free agency. Old Friends Hour coming up on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.